Home with Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Lucy Milazzo here with you, celebrating all things new on this Monday afternoon. And joining me in the studio is Miss Mandy on the Moon. Good afternoon.
Hi, Lucy.
Hello,
hi.
Hello. You're here because we have a new moon later this week in Virgo.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like later tonight.
Oh, tonight, actually.
Technically, it's 5 to 3 in the morning tonight.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We were talking, weren't we, over the over Gabrielle, that both of us have had trouble sleeping these past couple of nights. So hopefully won't happen again to us this evening. But if it just so happens that we are struck and woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning, we'll go outside and have a little look at the moon.
Exactly.
Well, no, we can't see
it.
Case, forget it. We just want to get some beauty sleep in. We'll want to do that instead. All right, then. So we are talking because we have our new moon in Virgo.
Yes.
We were saying it's a new month. It's a new season. New. And so perhaps this will be reflected in the cards this afternoon.
I hope so. That's the plan.
Talk to us a little bit about Virgo and the moon being in it.
Okay, so Virgo is an earth sign and it's what's called mutable earth. And really, it's a very kind of fussy earth sign. It's all about paying attention to all the little details. And to be quite honest, like sometimes I wish I had a Virgo that worked for me, that could kind of like, you know, would do everything to perfection, that kind of thing. So it's got that kind of energy. It is very much a sort of a working energy. It's not necessarily career orientated. It's kind of what you do on a day-to-day basis, and it likes to be very well organised.
Virgos, I was reading, like what you've just said, they're basically, you want them in your life, you want them as a friend, and they'll be the party planners, the holiday planners, the reminders of whose birthday's coming up next. They're that kind of person.
Yes, ideally.
Okay.
Yes.
And I was also reading, Virgos sound amazing, actually. Smart, sophisticated, kind, gets the job done without complaining. And I'm quite sad to realise I don't have any Virgos in my life. I've got no smart, sophisticated, kind people in my life, Mandy.
Well, you know, if I sort of like flagged up the kind of the downside of Virgo, you might be quite happy that you haven't got Virgo in your life.
Micromanaging me.
Yeah, exactly. They can be a little bit OCD, like, you know, if they happen to have a sort of a Virgo that's got something not so great connecting with it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And that's the earth sign, which are, you know, they are the practical ones, aren't they?
Oh, definitely.
That's the detail-orientated ones. Okay. That's a little bit about Virgo. Now, I was also reading on my many Instagram pages that I follow about all of this sort of new energy kind of thing. Something cropped up, which I wanted to share with the listeners who love this kind of thing, and also with you, and I want to get your thoughts on this.
Okay.
So, September,
yes,
where we are, this is, you know, the second day of it, is the ninth month.
Yes.
Right? Nine, spiritually, is a very important number. It's about searching, self-reflection, perfecting yourself, right? It also said that three times, I don't know why it said this, but I'm just going to read it. 3 times 3 = 9, which means understanding inner alchemy and divine harmony. I'm kind of thinking, like, are we at the end of summertime where we've all had lots of fun and we're all going to start, like, going within a little bit? And
we're definitely going into sort of autumn. And I do agree with the kind of the reflection thing. And it's close to being an ending in the tarot, because the 10 is the kind of like the end of, in a sense, the end of the suit, if you don't talk about the court cards. So it's just before the ending. So it is really...
Okay.
Ready to wrap things up.
And the ending you said was number 10.
Yes.
So let me continue with this little post that I found. It is also, we were just talking about September is the ninth month.
Yes.
Now the ninth tarot card, correct me if I'm wrong, Mandy, is the
Hermit
card,
yes.
Right? And the Hermit card is about wisdom, self-education, I'm reading, blessed solitude and quietness.
You could have got away without saying that you were reading.
Well, I like to be transparent wherever I can.
And the Virgo, the Hermit is the tarot card for Virgo.
Ah, now that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
So with that sort of like time for a little bit of solitude and a little bit of quiet, and that to me speaks like, like summer has been wild for a lot of people. You know, we love the hot nights.
It follows Leo.
Doing loads of things, right? And so here we are in September, kind of ready to pack all that away and quiet down a little bit, get the blankets out, the hot chocolate, and start reading some books or something.
I love the Hermit. Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of loving the sound of the Hermit.
Yeah,
too.
It's an amazing card. Yeah.
I wonder, I wonder if we'll get some nines or some Hermit kind of card in our readings.
We might.
After 5 o'clock. I will be thrilled.
Can I just throw in a couple of things about the Hermit? To me, it's a very authentic card. There's nothing ostentatious about it. I mean, you've got a lot of kings and crowns and all of this sort of thing in the tarot, but the Hermit is very sort of humble looking, you know, he's the real deal. I mean, I just think he's the most truthful card in the whole of the tarot, to be honest with you. And he's not seeking attention. It's not it's not that he's a misery, but he doesn't have to be in the limelight at all. Like you said, you know, he's happy in the background.
Yeah, no drama.
Yeah.
Keeping his peace.
Mm.
I like it. I like it very much. Shall we do, in that case, a little reading for the Virgos in our lives? Let's just set the tone. I know you're going to do a little bit of shuffling now. So you take your time, get those that lovely sound of the shuffling of the cards.
I have been
in the
shuffling.
Mic.
I had a little pause while we were talking about the Hermit because I just kind of didn't want to spoil my concentration on him. But anyway, here we go. Okay. I have got, wouldn't it be amazing if it was the Hermit?
No one would believe us.
Everyone's going to think I'm a liar. Seriously, that was 100% genuine.
Oh my.
I've got the chills.
Lord above, you've literally pulled the Hermit. And honestly,
upright. Yeah.
I really need you to, my dear, dear listener out there, I really need you to believe that this is not a setup because I would never do anything as corny as that.
Especially not on the Hermit card. After saying how authentic and truthful he is, I just genuinely,
I feel like I could cry quite often.
I know, me too. Wow. Look at him.
Okay. He's beautiful. Well, we were just talking about...
I was just going to say, when I first learnt the tarot, I forgot about the Hermit because he is so subtle. I forgot. And eventually he kept coming up in readings. It's like, I'd forgotten all about you.
Because he's so quiet.
And I started to realise how fabulous he is. So this is a word for everybody who might think they're on their own on this kind of Virgo new moon. Think of it as being independent rather than being alone. I just think it's two different words. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I see the Hermit as being very comfortable within himself, happy with his own company. He doesn't need anybody else. Anything he wants to do or wants to learn, he's capable of doing it or learning it on his own. That doesn't make him antisocial. It doesn't mean he's not willing to socialise with people, but he doesn't have to. He's not dependent on it. And I think that's one of the big strengths of the Hermit. And that's the card that came up for all you Virgos out there. So, yeah.
And it's the number 9 card in the 9th month of the year.
Yes.
And we were just talking about how spiritually number 9 is very important.
I might not ever do that again in the next 5 years, like be talking about a card like that and just pull it upright like that. That was kind of amazing.
That was kind of amazing. And I do have chills and I really want everyone to believe that in no way, shape or form would I dream of creating that scenario. Let me also tell you, because we've got like 2-ish minutes or so before we go up to the news, I'm going to tell everyone that you and I, are working on a project.
Oh, we are, yes.
We are working on a bit of an audio project involving learning about each of the tarot cards. And a few months ago, when we were sort of really getting into the groove of this, we would be talking about, there was something, it was almost like we mentioned something. And then I remember, and it's happened a few times now, that you and I both pull the same card.
Do you remember? Yes, we did. I wish I could remember the card.
But it's happened like two or three times.
Yeah, it's in the recordings, isn't it, when it's happened?
And the thing with it is that when it happened the first time to me, I got really like, whoa, what the hell? What the heck is this? But you said something which hasn't left me. You said, well, actually, it makes sense because we're putting it out there in the universe and the universe listens and the universe responds. Yeah. And I think that's just what's happened with our love of all things nine being celebrated today as we bid a bit of a fond farewell to summer and a lovely hello to autumn.
Absolutely.
Isn't that incredible?
Amazing.
Incredible.
That's what I love about the tarot. You just never know what to expect.
Amazing. I'm keeping the hermit with me all week long. You are listening to Cambridge 105 Radio at Lucy Milazzo with Miss Mandy on the moon and some spiritual magicness happening here in our little studio this afternoon.
Cambridge 105 Radio.